everyone. Welcome to A Plus English. My name is Angeline.
Hello, I'm Elsie.
So the title of our article today is actually quite interesting. It's, Where Are All the Men? It sounds like men are nowhere to be found. Actually, today we'll be talking about the population, specifically the population of females versus the population of males.
今天的 encyclopedia 要跟同学们讨论的是 population, 也就是人口的问题哦。But first, I got a question for you, Angeline.
Okay.
What are the three largest countries in the world?
Okay, I have to admit, I had to look this up because I wasn't sure、
mm-hmm.
that apparently Russia is the largest country in the world, followed by Canada and the U.S.
世界上面积前三大的国家就是刚刚 Angeline 老师讲的 Russia, 俄罗斯 Canada, 加拿大 the U.S., 美国 and the fourth one is China,、
ah,
第四名就是中国了。那么这些国家的人口呢 What about their population?
Oh my gosh, you're really testing me, Elsie. Okay, so Russia has a population of over 17 million people.
Mm-hmm.
Canada and the U.S. actually have similar populations.
Mm-hmm.
They both have a population of close to 10 million people.
I think your answer is related to our teaching today, right?
It is. Well, let's get started on our article today.
Okay.
Encyclopedia.
Hello and welcome to the show. Today we're going to talk about population. The question of the day is, which country has a higher female population than male population? A. China.B. Russia. C. The U.S. Do you have the answer in mind? Now the answer is B. Russia. Compared to other big countries like China and the U.S., Russia has a higher female population. In general, women live 5 years longer than men. However, Russian women live about 9 to 12 years longer than Russian men. Although researchers still can't explain why, they have some theories. One possible cause is World War II. Russia lost more than 29 million people in that war, and most of them were men. Another theory is that Russian men drink more alcohol than men from other countries. They're more likely to suffer from alcohol-related health problems, accidents,and even death. There may be other reasons, but war and drinking problems seem the most likely.
Okay, so the question for today's encyclopedia article is, which country has a higher female population than male population? As we mentioned in our introduction, a population refers to the number of people who live in a particular area.
今天 encyclopedia 的问题是哪一个国家的女性人口数比男性人口数来得多？首先，一个国家的人口数，英文我们可以说 the population of the country. For example, the population of Taiwan is about 23 million. 台湾的人口数大约是2300万人。接下来呢，我们看到 female 这个字代表是女性的 female population.女性人口数那么男性怎么说呢就是 male 这个字啦
Okay, so let's take a look at our choices.
Okay,
could the answer be A, China?
中国
Or maybe the answer is B, Russia?
俄罗斯
Our last option is C, the US?
美国
So before we reveal the answer, let's see if Elsie and I can guess the answer.
I think the answer can't be A, because most Chinese people want to have male babies instead of female babies.
I have to agree with you. China is known to favor the male gender.
Yeah.
And because of the country's one-child policy, which means a couple can only have one child, most couples try to have a son. Some couples may even abort the pregnancy, which means to stop or to end the pregnancy if it's a girl, mm-hmm. so they can try again. This is called sex-selective abortion, mm-hmm. which means a person...aborts or terminates a pregnancy based on the baby's sex.
You're right. 中国有一胎政策，所以如果他们发现怀孕的是女生的话，可能还会去堕胎，为了就是要怀男宝宝。
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now,
so now I have to choose one from Russia and the U.S., right?
Yeah.
Okay, I think the answer is B, Russia. As we mentioned earlier, Russia is larger than the U.S.,俄罗斯的面积比美国大 So I think the population of Russia is higher than the population of the U.S. 所以人口应该要比美国多 Am I right, Angeline?
That's a pretty good guess. Yes, you're right. The answer is B, Russia.
答案真的是 B, Russia, 俄罗斯
So let's read our article to find out more. Our article says, compared to other big countries like China and the U.S., Russia has a higher female population.In fact, for every 100 women,、mm-hmm. there are only 88 men.
Wow.
So we just mentioned China's one-child policy and how the society in China has caused the gender imbalance, which means there's a difference in gender or、mm-hmm. in sex in the country. I wonder if in Russia, it's the opposite. Does the country favor females, maybe?
We don't know, but I think we'll find it out, right?、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 文章开始提到了呢。跟其他像是中国和美国相比啊，俄罗斯有比较高的女性人口。Population 这个字呢，有跟同学们提过，是人口的意思。人口多，或是人口少，高低，英文我们用形容词 high and low 来形容。Mm-hmm. Is there a reason why Russia has a higher female population? 这是我们要找出来的答案，对不对？
So before we talk about Russia specifically, our article says, in general, women live 5 years longer than men. So the phrase in general means usually or mainly. Mm-hmm. It's the same as saying women usually live longer than men. For example, in general, Japanese cars are affordable. This means in comparison to other cars from maybe Europe, most Japanese cars are cheaper.
Mm-hmm. 文章这边说呢，一般来说啊 in general, 女性的寿命比男性多五年，这个在说俄罗斯的女性寿命哦。Huh?
So scientists are still trying to figure out why this is the case. Some believe it has to do with hormonal differences between men and women.
Mm-hmm.
What this means is that, well, a hormone is like a chemical that is produced in our body.
荷尔蒙。
Uh-huh. And it influences our growth, our development, and condition.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's one of the reasons. Another explanation is, as to why women live longer than men is that women develop cardiovascular. This is a bit hard, but...
What is that?
It's cardiovascular, which mm-hmm. means related to the heart, like, you know, heart attacks and strokes. Mm-hmm. Well, women get them later than men.And another theory.
So you mean men die first?
Because of like cardiovascular or heart attacks, okay? Mm-hmm. And another theory is that men are more abusive, which means they don't take care of their body compared to women.
Mm-hmm.
They are more likely to drink and to smoke heavily.
Yeah.You're right. 所以男性可能会因为可能心脏病啊等等的原因比较早死亡，或者是他们会酗酒啊、抽烟啊等等的原因，以至于他们的寿命比女性来的短。
Right.
Okay.
So, like we said, in general, women tend to outlive men. However, our article says, however, Russian women live about 9 to 12 years longer than Russian men. That's a huge difference.
然而呢，俄罗斯女性的寿命比俄罗斯男性的寿命多上大约9到12年。That's why, right? 同学们注意哦，俄罗斯国家名称呢是 Russia。那俄文呢，俄罗斯人或者是俄罗斯的，我们会用 Russian, R-U-S-S-I-A-N 这个字 Russian。Angeline, how can Russian women live a lot longer than Russian men?
Well, just like we don't know exactly why women in general outlive mm-hmm. men, the same is true for Russia. Our article says, although researchers still can't explain why, they have some theories.
接下来呢，文章提到，虽然研究人员还无法解释为什么，但是他们有一些 theories, 理论。
So a researcher is a person who studies or researches something carefully and tries to discover new facts about it. A scientist is a researcher.
Researcher, 研究人员。同学们把这个字的字尾一二遮起来，你会看到一个字叫做 research， 它是动词研究的意思啦。那当然它也可以当作名词哦，我们念作 research。Then it's a noun, right? 那它就是名词研究。Do research 就是做研究啦。
We also see the word theory in this sentence. A theory is an idea or a set of ideas that is intended or to explain why something happens or why something exists. There are several theories as to how the world was created. An important thing to note is that a theory has not yet been proven.
Theory 就是理论的意思。For example, the theory of relativity 是什么呢？就是大家都知道的相对论。所以同学们记得咯， theory 理论。Okay, back to the article. What are the theories researchers have on the population of Russia?
Okay, so our first theory says one possible cause is World War II.
文章提到一个可能的 cause, 也就是原因就是二次世界大战 World War II. Why is that?
Our article says Russia lost more than 29 million people in that war, and most of them were men. This makes sense because men are the ones who fight during the war.
在第二次世界大战中呢，俄罗斯失去了超过2900万条人命，而且大多都是男性 because they fought against Nazi and got killed in World War II. As I remember, 在二次世界大战中呢，俄罗斯跟德国纳粹党是敌对的，最后虽然获得胜利，但也失去了如此多条的人命。
So if you remember, I mentioned earlier that men tend to abuse their bodies, which means they don't take care of their bodies, more than women by smoking, drinking, and even overeating. Men also tend to eat foods high in cholesterol. Cholesterol is...
脂肪
Well, our article says another theory is that Russian men drink more alcohol than men from other countries.
研究人员的另外一个理论是呢，俄罗斯男性喝酒喝的还比其他国家的男性来的多。Drinking lots of alcohol can damage the cells of the liver and may cause liver cancer, right?
Actually, among other things.
喝太多酒 不只会损坏肝脏，还可能导致肝癌耶。
Our article says they're more likely to suffer from alcohol-related health problems, accidents, and even death. So I read online that most men who die young do so because of drinking.
所以文章提到呢，他们也就是俄罗斯男性更可能会遭受到与酒精相关的健康问题，意外，甚至死亡。
So we have two phrases to look at in this sentence. If you suffer from something, it means you experience physical or mental pain. For example, if someone has cancer, you can say that person suffers from cancer.
Suffer from, 遭受某事或疾病所苦。接下来呢，我们看到 alcohol related 就是与酒精酒类相关的。
And finally, our article says there may be other reasons, but war and drinking problems seem the most likely.
最后呢，文章说到或许还有其他的原因，但战争和酗酒的问题似乎是最有可能的。Now let's go to our wrap up.
Okay, so we have learned a lot today about, well, first we know that in Russia,There are more men, I mean, sorry, more women compared to men. And there are two reasons, or two theories, actually, as to why that is the case. The first one is...
World War II. 第一个跟第二次世界大战有关系，因为呢，男生去战场战死了，对不对？
And then the second one is...
Alcohol-related problems.
Yeah, because they drink too much. Russian men drink a lot compared to women. Actually, Russian men drink even more than other men from other countries. So that's why.
That's why. 他们不仅比女生喝得多，还比其他国家的男性还喝得多。That's why the population of the female in Russia
is higher
than the male, right?
Yeah, there's a big difference. Remember, there's women live longer, 9 to 12 years longer.
Yeah.
Than men in Russia.
So if you're interested in our topic today, you can Google more.
About Russia?
Yeah, about Russia, about the population, right?
Okay, that's all the time we have for today. We'll see you guys next time. Bye!
Bye!
Now that the countdown's over, let's head to Paul and Lisa's party.
Now that the countdown's over, let's head to Paul and Lisa's party.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Eunice。有时候跨年活动结束过后，还要回家就会碰上大塞车，而且又会觉得玩得不够尽兴。这时候就可以去其他地方续摊。因为不是每个人都会到外面去跨年，有的人可能就会在家开 party。这时候你就可以说 ,Now that the countdown is over, let's head to Paul and Lisa's party. Now that the countdown is over, let's head to Paul and Lisa's party. 既然倒数已经结束了，我们就一起去 Paul 和 Lisa 的续摊派对吧。句子中的 now that 意思就是既然，而倒数我们可以用 countdown 这个字来表示。这个字也可以分开变成一个动词片语。举例来说 ,We are counting down the days until the end of the semester. 我们在倒数等着这个学期结束。而句子中的 head to somewhere 则是指前往某个地方。这个句型也可以用被动 be headed to 来表示，意思是一样的哦。好啦，那我们来复习一下今天的句子吧。Now that the countdown is over, let's head to Paul and Lisa's party. 非常好，我们下次见咯，拜拜。
Now that the countdown's over, let's head to Paul and Lisa's party.
Now that the countdown's over, let's head to Paul and Lisa's party.
Chit chat.
这些字都有伤害的意思。
对啊，那到底要怎么用啊？
Joseph, are you okay? What happened to you?
When I was riding my bicycle, the car hit me. Look, it damaged me. Oh, 好痛哦，我要去休息了。
Okay. Take care.Poor Joseph. I hope he gets better soon.
对了，不过刚刚大家有没有觉得他刚刚说的 "it damaged me" 这样子用法是不是哪里怪怪的呢？没有错，虽然一般 damage 可以用来表示伤害的意思，不过呢，它指的是对事物造成的损伤，因此它后面呢不可以接人，是要接事物哦。For example, the typhoon damaged the small town.Or smoking can damage our health.
那如果要表示身上的伤痛呢，其实我们就可以用 injure, wound, 或者是 hurt. 所以刚刚 Joseph 可以这么说 I got hurt in an accident, 或者是 I got injured or I got wounded in an accident.不过通常 injure 和 wound 的感觉是比较严重哦，类似像是攻击所造成的受伤或是创伤哦。For example, the soldiers were wounded in the war. 或者你可以用在意外事故中所受到的严重伤害。For example, four people were seriously injured in the crash.而一般我们比较熟悉的 hurt 则是用在比较不严重的受伤，或者呢是指感情上的受伤哦。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
Damage 是指对事物造成的伤害，所以后面不可以接人。如果要表示身体受伤，我们可以用 hurt, wound 或是 injure。
Encyclopedia.
Hello and welcome to the show. Today we're going to talk about population. The question of the day is, which country has a higher female population than male population? A. China.B. Russia. C. The U.S. Do you have the answer in mind? Now the answer is B. Russia. Compared to other big countries like China and the U.S. Russia has a higher female population. In general, women live 5 years longer than men. However, Russian women live about 9 to 12 years longer than Russian men. Although researchers still can't explain why, they have some theories. One possible cause is World War II. Russia lost more than 29 million people in that war, and most of them were men. Another theory is that Russian men drink more alcohol than men from other countries. They're more likely to suffer from alcohol-related health problems, accidents, and even death. There may be other reasons, but war and drinking problems seem the most likely.